This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
One thing that we talk a little bit about here on the show is football. We do like talking about football, which we know kind of maybe could alienate a few people. Not everyone out there loves footy. So we're going to cater to everybody here and we're going to have a little chat about pollies.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things that we do in the footy season is we play fantasy football. I know I'm shocking at it. I'm not very good.
I think I finished in the top 20,000 this year.
Just to pump yourself up a little bit more if you want, mate. Any other little self-adulation stat you want to throw there?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, cool. Nah, you did pretty well this year. You're pretty good on the fantasy footy. But I was thinking, you know, are you a little bit sick of, you know, politicians not really representing you? You know, you don't like one part or the other.
Totally. Yeah.
Fantasy pollies. This is it. Okay. Fantasy politics. You create your own front bench or your cabinet, whatever it is, and you can take from whatever team, whatever side of politics you like, you know, the Greens, the Nationals, the Liberals, Labour, Independents, and you can get different points depending on the different things that they do.
Okay, so tell me, what am I going to score big points for? What are some of the big scoring?
Well, things? I suppose down one end of it, you'd be looking at stuff like legislation introduced, bills passed, just kind of your basic humdrum kind of things, and then Maybe you could it could get a little bit, you know, you get more and more points for maybe if you have a speech in the Senate that goes viral.
Okay.
You get a few points for that.
Oh, yeah.
If you got involved in a benefit scandal, that could be points off. If it gets leaked that they want the PM's job. That could be I think you get points for that. Mm-hmm. You probably get points for that one.
What about stabbing your stabbing one of your
colleagues in the back?
Yeah, that's big points. You only get points if you take their spot.
Fair
if you
enough.
Don't take their spot, then it's no good.
Mm. And if you've been stabbed in the back and then you spend the rest of your political career sort of trying
following
to bring
the
them
mediocrity?
Down.
Yeah. Definitely, you get just continual points off for that.
I'm talking broadly here. I'm not sort of picking
out
anyone.
Yeah, definitely not talking about one politician.
Can you bring back retired pollies? Because I feel like Kevin Rudd would be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it current.
Oh, dear.
And you can have some interchanges. Each week you can change, you can sub in and out some politicians, but you get two for your front bench, and you get 10 interchanges just for your prime minister.
Just
to make sure, just in case anything goes awry in the parliament, like it always does.
Classic.
You know, you could have little ones. So every time Sam Dastyari says HSP or back in parliament, all your Labour senators, they all get, you know, a few points. every time one of the coalition members has a 3-word phrase, jobs and growth.
Good one.
Everyone in the coalition gets
I've
a little points boost.
Yeah. Do you get points for doing some kind of alliteration or nickname for Bill Shorten? Billion Dollar Bill?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some kind of moniker they try and attach to him to make him seem like a bad
Bill
guy.
Shorten's a union stooge. Bill Shorten's a union stooge. That's Tony Abbott, who he dibs is not in my team.
I know in my team, I want to get the guy that sits behind them during the speeches and mockingly
the head nod.
Laughs them.
The head nod in the interviews. When they're standing, they'll be outside and they'll be, you know, talking about some new policy reform. There's just one guy there bobbing his head so hard. You think he was on a boat. Just, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to have those guys in the background. Or girls too.
I will put I'll put Jackie Lambie for defending the ABC, our beloved public broadcaster.
Bless.
So I'll put her in my team. Also have George Brown as for his speech against Pauline Hanson for the Burka debacle there.
Do you get points for falling asleep in Parliament?
If you can fall asleep and it's funny, then you get points.
Okay.
If you fall asleep and people don't find it funny and people find it very irresponsible, then there's points off.
Depends what you see on
so it's a very hard scoring system because it's completely subjective.
It is.
Do you mean just come back to you and we'll ask you, was it funny?
yes. No.
Yep. Easy 1.4, like 1 point against.
Well, I think we're going to go into another song. We've got our Morning Cracker and I think you guys have picked this one.
We have.
Fly the Conchords, huh? Which song is this?
This song is called Hurt Feelings. And
you feeling alright, man?
I'm feeling alright. But it's just this is for anyone out there who maybe has hurt feelings.
Nice.
Maybe your mate's one of the movies without you on the weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel.
So here you go. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.